And now I look at every disappointment, hurt, and pain as an opportunity to birth something new. Today, it's A New Start from Don't Look Back by Lisa Singh on YouVersion.
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2, 1 through 5.
Doesn't a new start sound great? When life becomes difficult, you have failed several times, you have messed up a perfect relationship, and you're bored with your job, your house, your friends, and family? A new start sounds exciting when we find ourselves stuck in the mediocrities of life. Do you know what Jesus did on the cross over 2,000 years ago? It enables you to have a new start now. Though many believers know this truth, they still live beneath this truth every day because somehow the lie of the old life seems to envelope their souls. The fact is, the enemy of our souls knows is if he can keep us looking back, we would make little progress in the future God has for us.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We all have a past, and for some it may be memorable. For others, it may be horrible. Whatever the past looks like, the enemy majors in causing us to indulge in what was. We serve a God that loves to plan ahead for his children. And Scripture tells us that his plans are always good in the end, in Jeremiah 29:11.
There you go.
As a pastor, the writer says, I am afforded the opportunity to minister to many people, from the young to old, mature and immature, strong and weak. But what I recognize is from the least to the greatest, the most common issues among them all is letting go of the past.
I spent, or should I say I wasted, a lot of time and energy on what was and what could have been. But I'm grateful for the present and the bright future that God has for me and for you too. I want to encourage you to take your time through this plan this week and commit to stop looking back. Don't look back. Don't look down. Stop looking back on the negatives in your life. Our memory is not the enemy. There's our key phrase for the day. Our memory is not our enemy, but the way we use our memory will determine the detriment. When I look back on life, it is for only moments of seeing what God did and how he has brought me through.
Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14.
As you journey with us, I want you to understand that a new start is available to you no matter where you've been or what you've done. Jesus died to save and to give us all a new start. He specializes in new beginnings, and now I look at every disappointment, hurt, and pain as an opportunity to birth something new. We do ourselves a great injustice, and we lock God out when we keep looking back negatively. We were made to move forward, and it's time to stop looking back. Let's give it to God.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, help us today to live our life with a view of what is ahead, and help us to stop looking back. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.